On the first day of the week, very early in the morning, the women took the spices they had prepared and went to the tomb. They found the stone rolled away from the tomb, but when they entered, they did not find the body of the Lord Jesus. While they were wondering about this, suddenly two men in clothes that gleamed like lightning stood beside them. In their fright, the women bowed down with their faces to the ground, but the men said to them, "Why do you look for the living amongst the dead? He is not here. He has risen. Remember how he told you while he was still with you in Galilee. The Son of Man must be delivered over to the hand of sinners, be crucified, and on the third day be raised again." Then they remembered his words. When they came back from the tomb, they told all these things to the 11 and to all the others. It was Mary Magdalene, Joanna, Mary the mother of James, and the others with them who told this to the apostles. But they did not believe the women because their words seemed to them like nonsense. Peter, however, got up and ran to the tomb. Bending over, he saw the strips of linen lying by themselves, and he went away wondering to himself what had happened. This is the word of the Lord.
So this is talk part one, unexpected, or unexpected. Because just the same for the disciples, there are quite a lot of things that we think Jesus is. And I reckon everyone in the building here today has quite a good idea of the what of Easter. You could look up the what Christians believe in an encyclopedia. You know it's a little bit about a cross, and then about a grave, and then about rising again. But I'm here to tell you the why. So let's have a think about what people expected of Jesus in his day and in our day too. For some, he was a bit of an entertainment source. Last Sunday, we celebrated Palm Sunday, and the people cheered. They were like, yes, this is the new thing. They jumped on the bandwagon. There was someone new in town. But I wonder how many Friday were a little bit bored. Other things took their place. Same for us. Worshipping Jesus is one thing you could do on a Sunday. There's a million more exciting things to do. So the world says, anyway. Or how about that one? The one at the bottom. Jesus, half-decent teacher. I reckon if you speak to most people in the world, they'll say, great teacher, solid advice from Jesus, good words about being a bit nicer or something. Same today, I think. Or what about the last guy? For fans of Gladiator, Maximus Decimus Meridius, commanders of the armies of the north, his own disciples, Jesus' own disciples, wanted a military commander. They wanted a leader. They wanted all the might of Rome to help them and tell them what to do. But unexpectedly, that's not the savior we got at Easter time. We got one whose story went a little bit more like this. This is Roman imperial purple. This is the color the emperors wore. And they wanted one who ruled like this. And they got one who ruled like this and ruled like this and ruled like this. And actually, he put aside all of his wealth, all of his power, everything that heaven had for Jesus, he put it aside. All the chances he could have had. And then on Good Friday, he let people beat him and mock him on him and crucify him. And he died. And that wasn't expected. And then in he went, dead, into the tomb. But you know that wasn't the end. Because out of the tomb on Easter Day rose Jesus and everything that he was born for. The kingdom of God had come in fullness. He was in gold forever. And this is what he does with us. He calls out the gold in us, in our lives. That's why he came. When the world has trampled you down, like those gloves, Jesus going through death and back gives you the chance to be robed and clothed in gold. He's come to change your life, and that is a pretty exciting thing. That is the why of Easter. But there are so many things that bog us down. And in a minute, we're going to listen to a song which has these words. Shame is a prison as cruel as a grave. And then jumping to the second one. Fear is a liar with a smooth and velvet tongue. And so many of the things that the world says we should do, so many of the things that make us sin, are based on those things, shame and fear. Well, let me say the why of Easter this morning, the shame and fear is left there as an offering in the tomb so that we can rise like Jesus did. So we're going to use this next song as a confession, a time to say sorry, but also a time to rejoice. Because often we have quite a sad, reflective song. But today, we speak this truth over all of it. This is the chorus in the song. There ain't no grave gonna hold my body down. So let's use on this to reflect, but also to celebrate that we are resurrection people this Easter. Party today. We are a forgiven people, and there is no grave that can hold our bodies down. And so this is part two. Not only was the way that Jesus came to save the world very unexpected, but so too were the people who were the first witnesses. This has been going around Facebook. I'm proud to say that CSK is in keeping with this tradition this morning. They were unexpected witnesses. Did you know that in the first century Judeo-Roman culture, a woman's testimony was worth exactly half that of a man? So if a woman said something and a man said something, that was irrelevant. And just a little note, if you were faking this stuff, you would not put women as the first witnesses to the Gospels. So they are not faked. But look at who gets to witness. The ones that the world thinks nothing of. And that is us today. We're not powerful people. Not in the world's eyes, anyway. We don't run a bank in London. We're not the queen or the king. We're us. But the ordinary, simple people are the people that Jesus said, you are my unexpected witnesses. And you heard in our reading that was read so beautifully earlier, that not all the world listens either. Even the disciples didn't listen. But we still spread the message in our own small way. So this is the next step. We go. You are powerful. You are valuable. Your witness and your message is unique. And God wants to use it. So we're going to reflect on how we share that to Hampton. But I will just say one thing about your heart. If you've been told you're too old, too young, too academic, too not academic, too broken, too sorted to be used by Jesus, then that's a lie. The Easter witnesses tell us that anyone can become a witness to this. So you have an amazing power within you, just like those gold gloves. Let's use it to be his unexpected witnesses around this place, because that's where they live and put in your own place where you live too. That's where all these little things spring up and tell the story of the Easter good news. And what is that? Well, in a minute, we're going to hear part two of the song while we work on our prayers. And this is what we're communicating. This is what we're saying. The battle is won. There was a battle, a war between death and life. There on a tree, the Lamb of God was crucified. He went on down to hell. He took back every key. He rose up as a lion, and he's setting all the captives free. There are captives 2,000 years ago. There are captives today. Jesus brings that freedom. And we're going to sing along to it if you like. But while we do our prayer activity, think about that truth. If you walked out of the grave, I'm walking too. There is freedom in the Easter message. So how are we going to pray? You might have noticed this little thing under your seat. I hope no one has eaten the eggs off them yet. You're going to need one of these each. And have a look at the words on the screen. If you just want to draw on yours, then that's fine too. But we are going to decorate these with one word about what Jesus and the Easter message means to us. It doesn't have to be those words, but there are some suggestions. Hope, peace, healing, freedom, forgiveness. And then we are going to go out and hide these after the service around Hampton for people to take home and find. If you're not a Christian here this morning and you're like, I don't know what these crazy people are banging on about, what should I write? Then listen to the words of the song and see if there's a word that stands out there that you want to be true on the cross for you. So there are pens and crayons at the end of every aisle, or every other aisle. And as we listen to the song, remind yourself of the power and the hope of the Easter message. And at the end, we'll pray for these and tell you how to hide them. Oh, people of God, I hear there have been some little monsters who have eaten their eggs. If this has happened, or if it has fallen off, I will be at the end down here with a glue gun to glue some more on. They're not for you. So what we're going to do is between when we leave the service and 12:30, when you're going on your way home, can you hide these around Hampton? Somewhere in the shade we're recommending, as today is rather hotter than we thought. And then at 12:30, we're going to put on Facebook a picture of them and of you lovely guys and say, go and find them, Hampton. Go and find the cross and the egg. Take it home. Because this is one way to show how we're unexpected witnesses. And if you don't live in Hampton, you've got two options. Either please leave it somewhere in Hampton before you drive off, or if there's someone you really, really think at home, this is for them, I'm going to leave it in their garden, then do that with our blessing. So for those who haven't eaten the eggs, because they're a gift, can you hold up your crosses? If you do not want to be in the Facebook picture, please obscure your face with your arm or similar, or ask any child that cannot be in a photo to just keep down. And Sylvia will bless them.
So we're going to say a prayer for them. And as I say, if you haven't eaten, please don't. There's going to be eggs for everyone to eat later, but they're not these eggs. These eggs are to bless the people who find them. So hold your crosses up. We're going to take a picture and I'm going to pray. Lord God, thank you that you call us all to be unexpected witnesses. And Lord, we pray for each and every one of these crosses, for the message that has been written on the cross. Lord, we pray now for wisdom for each of us, that you will direct us by your Spirit to the place that you want us to put this cross. And Lord, I pray for the people's hearts who you are already preparing to go and find this cross, so that they will know, Lord, that they are loved by a God who is alive, who cares about them, who does not condemn them, who wants to give them peace and hope and joy and love. So Lord, pour out your blessings, Lord, we pray, on each person gathered here, that they would know, Lord, that they are loved by you, and that, Lord, each person would also be directed by you to take their cross so that they can be found and we can all be unexpected witnesses this day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
And one last thing. Tell us on Facebook where you've put them with a sneaky little photo. Add it on the comments after 12:30 with a little hint of where a sign is or the tree you've put it under, and we'll see how many Hampton can find.
Yep, so that's a great idea. So when you hide it, it's a glorious day. Please make sure you hide them in the shade. Otherwise, people will go and find a cross that is just this dribbly chocolate mass down it. And if you made the little error and you couldn't wait and you ate it, please come see Rachel at the end. We shall have her glue gun ready so that we can just fix those few that might have been nibbled already.